Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
It's begun, Michael.
Absolute cunts.
What's happening? What's going on?
We're trying to find this fucking recording for kickoff.
Oh, it doesn't work. We know it doesn't work, and it's going to turn to shit later on, isn't it? I'm going to invite Reese in if he does turn up. Well, apparently he's been done for fraud. Hang on a minute. I'm going to invite him. Oh, God. For fuck's sake, he's stuck on caps.
I'm just eating some nuts a minute, aren't you?
Have a snack. Honestly, it doesn't matter. Okay. No, I've done that wrong. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. Right. Okay. Nope. Let me just check this. Hang on. Keep eating the nuts. Hang on.
Well.
What flavor are they?
Just nuts.
Hang on a minute. Right, Reese. Right, I've got to get his thing right. Reese. His name's Reese. Okay. Some invites are not valid. What? Oh, jeez.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
Reese is a producer, right?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to add the producer? Shouldn't he be adding this?
Well, apparently, according to Reese, there's been an issue with the bank. Obviously, he looks after all the money. Mm. He looks after everything. There's been an issue with the bank, so he had to go to the bank to deal with the issue with the money. Now, I don't know much more than that, but he can't make it to this one. So it's just you and me, free and easy on the highway of life. Two young boys.
Is this a mortgage thing?
I'm not
pissed, I'm off on this.
He's apparently something's happened. His bank account's frozen due to fraudulent activity. Now, I'm not one to cast aspersions, but we're not the ones with the swimming pool, right? No. Something's happened with the payments. He's then had to leave and go to the bank. Now, by all accounts, he's coming back from the bank now. Now, I don't know. Canada's a big place. I don't know how far away he lives from the bank. So he's on his way. I don't know. I mean, I've never been. You've been to Canada. How many banks did you see when you went to Canada?
There's a few.
Here we go. How many banks do you reckon you went into when you went to Canada?
Okay, I went to. No.
This is good because it'll fill up some time.
I went to the TD Bank, aka Toronto Dominion.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
I went to Scotia Bank.
Yeah.
I went to, there's another bank, I can't remember the name of it.
Dean's
Bank.
Yeah.
That was it. They're the three banks.
So he's either in Nova Scotia Incorporated or whatever it's called.
Scotia Bank.
Yeah, Dean's Bank. What was the other one called? The Bank
Toronto
of Polar
Dominion.
Bear.
AKA TD Bank.
TD Bank, which is that's one of the big players by all accounts.
Or a big player.
Really big player. They've got a lot of fingers in pies, a lot of hands in pockets.
Lots of fingers, lots of pies. Sorry. Right, I'm all right now.
Have you had a drink? Have you got a drink? Have you got a water or a coffee or a beer?
I know you're casting aspersions on my good nature.
Yeah.
You're alluding to the fact that I may or not have been drinking tonight, and I have. I had a few beers.
But I'm not free on the highway of life.
I'm not pissed.
Okay, this is going to be a good one, though. So I've had about six, seven
points, that's it.
That's not easy. You're breezy. You could drive a car to Canada and back on that. Easy. No.
It's just going well now.
I
didn't drive home, so I wouldn't do it.
Little tip, if you are driving drunk...
don't drive drunk.
My mate of mine lives in South Africa. He does it all the time. It's a horrible, terrible thing to do. But what he does is he puts his hands through the steering wheel, so both fingers are pointing forwards. So then as long as they're pointing forwards, he'll go in a straight line. Keep that in mind.
Good to know. Yeah. Sounds like a great place. Great place.
What, Canada or South Africa?
South Africa.
Fantastic place. Very friendly
people. Drink driving, racism, great place.
You know, I had so many problems with people trying to steal my car. You know, in the end, I just said, fire, do it myself. You know, I thought, cut that, the middleman, you know, and it was great. So I don't have a car anymore, but
a great place to drink. All my friends have got their own bars in their own house, and we go in there, and we got armed security, and we just drink underground, and then we take our guns out and polish our guns. Oh, imagine living there. No, thank you. If you're from South Africa, listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
You know,
more power to you.
I'm not knocking the country.
No, you know.
I wouldn't want to live anywhere where, you know, a night out involves
getting shot.
Staying in behind high security fences.
You know, the thing that makes it nice is the weather. You know, I said, two men enter, one man leaves. You know, the next thing I know, I'm swinging off a rubber rope. I've got a fucking chainsaw. There's somebody in front of me with a midget stuck to his head. I can't say midget. Sorry, a small person, sellotaped to his head with a dustbin over the top. And he was swinging around in this fucking great big, you know, giant dome. And of course, you know, people are going to get hurt. So we stay in and polish the guns. And it's a lot easier than getting shot in the face. I've always said that. I've always said that to Margaret. You know, when we got married, I said, Margaret.
That's right, yes. Great woman.
Great woman. Margaret is a great woman, and she's been very
impeccable bloodline.
Impeccable bloodline. You know, you could trace her right back to Holland. No problem. You know, all the way back. It's a great woman. She barely speaks to me. Only when I ask her to cook the dinner or, you know, to set up the gun, she's fantastic. But on top of that, we don't go out much. We like to stay indoors and holistic.
We don't need another hero. We don't need to know the way home. All we want is what's beyond the
Tina Turner. I had a dream last night. Yeah. Tina Turner was on top of me. I couldn't breathe. And she kept saying, put this in your mouth, it'll help. And it was one of her tits.
Now burst it, let's go.
It was one of her tits.
Oh, lovely.
And I kept saying, Tina, no.
She wearing that chain link underwear she wears sometimes. Like she wears the thing.
Oh, God. I could smell
the people chain link on.
Oh, yeah, probably the real deal, you know. The sort of thing you buy off Amazon. Oh, rustic brown. Oh, now you're talking. You know, Margaret got some of them paper clips and wrapped them round herself last summer. Oh, God, that would have been
lovely. Oh, you know, remember that time you just wrapped some fuse wire around your dick and look all over you?
Oh, and he put four barrels across his nipples.
Are we happy? Hand it down.
Just put some tinfoil around his upper thighs. They made a funds only site. He made over 400 quid that weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
That's the way to do it. Just get the baker file out. Treat yourself, you know.
Mm.
Show us what you're made of. Pop it on.
Why is it always me in Bake Off? All you see, there are so many ways to use it these days. Lining grill pans, no washing up on my hands, covering up this cheese, it smells deep. Anyway, Bake Off out of there from about 1985.
Lovely. I tell you what, now you see, that's what it's all about. The great memories, and you're bringing the people together with that. I think that's all six of them are really. They get their money's worth. They get their money's worth. You know.
Oh, these are the cunts that pay for this, isn't it? This week as well.
It's a big paid one. So after a couple of drinks, Mike, you know, that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
No, well, big other payers.
Yeah, massive respect to those people. They put the effort in. They put the time in.
Yeah.
So more for Marzipan Boys, one of the hardest gangs in the area. If they get you, Some marzipan boys. Fucking hell. I'm not joking, right? Of all the confectionery crew, right? The fucking some awful marzipan boys.
Fucking yellow bendy cunts all of them, innit? Fucking.
A lot of these kids come out wearing fucking all the sports clothes, Puma and Nike and all that. Some awful marzipan. They just wraps fucking marzipan around their legs and goes around the streets showing people their fucking various almond-based confectionaries. And if you fucking if you fucking crosses them, they'll fuck you up a treat. They killed them. They killed one of their own last week because he was seen with fucking icing instead of fucking marzipan. And he got mixed up with a crisp.
My meat is fucking hard icing this compared to fucking marzipan, mate. Granddad used to make fucking cakes, make bear cakes in fucking Connolly Street tins and all that. Yeah. And he had fucking icing was fucking rock hard, mate. With the marzipan underneath it was all fucking bendy, mate, like fucking yellow fucking stuff, mate. Not fucking hard like icing.
Fucking genius. And they get a selection of walnuts, some cans, raisins, and they get a bottle of brandy or whiskey, right, depending on their flavour taste. And he mixes it up with flour and some eggs, and he leaves it in a fucking pot for over 12 months to mature. And then, at the end of the year, they put it in the fucking oven, and they cook it up. And when they got a cake finally made, they take it into the town centre and all does a shit on it. And then they ride a bike over it and
shit,
they stamp.
Catch me eyes.
They ride a bike over it, and after they've ridden the bike over it, they fucking headbutt each other till they're unconscious.
Wonderful medieval traditional culture of the kind of shit cake, of course. Well, whereupon the serfs in the local area would get together twice a year at Whitsuntide and at St. Stephen's Day. They would make a cake and cover it in human shit. And it became known, of course, as the shitting of the cake. And one of the great feast days, of course, of medieval England and Wales, for the peasants, the peasants and serf population. Of course.
It's a tradition that spreads many parts. Pete Fowler's balls. Well, on an episode of Bullseye, the late night Channel 4 gambling show, they once got Pete Fowler in to put his balls on the weighing scales. You had to guess how heavy his balls were. It was before the internet, so you couldn't even tweet in to guess. You just had to sit at home and guess the weight. And I can't remember what the weight was, but I remember watching with my mate.
14 ounces.
He got it right, and I didn't. It's always stuck with me that I never got Pete's balls. Of course.
Don't turn it back.
Hit the metal. Hit the fucking metal.
All right, show me a ball, monkey. Hey, Tim Snips. Show me the ball, Tim Snips. I'm taking my kite out. I'm going to go fly my kite today. See you home, Debbie. Don't get the string caught on your ball bag, Tin Snips. I won't be doing that in a hurry. Tin Snips, remember that time you got the cord stuck in your ball bag and it ended up a pile and you put 40,000 bolts in your ball bag, Tin Snips?
Fuck, please.
That's what you didn't come to remember. And then we went home and we had pasta. Remember the pasta? Pasta. Pasta. Pasta.
Made in Belgium. Oh, fuck's sake. Honestly.
Noodle Girl went to town with lots of straight spaghetti. You mix it up around and round and round, and this is what he getty. Noodle Doodle motor cars, Noodle Doodle houses, Noodle Doodle motorbikes, eek, Noodle Doodle mouses. Of course, shit rolling was.
We had joy, we had fun, we had Rekka Welch's bum, but the things we liked best were the boobies on her chest.
What is this? What is this? Why is it?
I've got diarrhea. Oh no, here it comes again. Yes, I was broken hearted. I shit when I thought I'd farted.
It's funny because it's a song, but it's changed the words. It's
from all song from primary school playgrounds in the 1980s.
I've said it before, but I'll say it again. My name's Coco, I'm a monkey like you. I live in the jungle, not in the zoo. I keep my condoms in a little pink box, but I'd rather have a shag with Samantha Fox. Now on ITV, sit back and relax as we join international shit rolling. You join us live here from the Isle of Wight.
Goombas folk.
Goombay dance band just before my late sticks.
What are they sing?
17 years I'm running like a deer.
17 years I'm running to the sea.
If you see me fucking making bitten water, then you know you are sent with love from me. Oh, fucking Goombay dance band. We used to sing that all the time, didn't we? Remember that?
The Goombay, no, man. Remember that time we made a fucking green sound? Yeah. With a fucking... in the 80s, fucking revival, even though it's in the 80s, and yeah. It's fucking cool, big dance band there, and then you're fucking old, and then you're singing fucking Seven Seas, and you're like, fucking, and you sing us another song, which is going to take a fucking piss, mate, and you're the other one.
Incoming pain.
We tell them a shit, they listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Quiet hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
There is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Glaghound, go to patreon.com/TheDemonSeed.